Well, let's bring in Mike Kazi and talk to him. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I told you we should have done all those picks the other day.
I sent them to you.
I know, and I got them, and we both went 3-0.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Not that I know of.
Yeah,
I
didn't.
Arizona lost, didn't they? I mean, Arizona won.
Hang on a second. I didn't have that as your pick. Hang on, I don't think.
Didn't I have Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, and New England?
Can I take a look right here, right now? Hang on a second here. You had, let's see. I had the Falcons, Pats, and Eagles. You had the Patriots, Pittsburgh, and Jacksonville.
Yeah, so I lost.
Jacksonville lost?
Yep.
Who'd they lose to?
Arizona.
They lost that game. I went to bed. They were ahead.
You went to bed?
Not to bed. I mean, I turned it off. They were ahead.
Well, turned it off too soon. Okay. They lost.
My God.
It's the NFL. It's garbage.
All right, so I picked up another game on you.
Yep.
You're 41-17. I'm 37-21.
I'm 45-17.
45. I'm going to be 45.
How?
Yes, you can be. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, 3. And I'm 30. Yeah, all right.
So and you're 40-22.
Yep. That's where it stands. So it's getting closer.
Yep.
Well, what the heck. So tonight is a real nothing game.
Is there who's playing?
The Ravens are playing. Who are they playing?
Houston.
Yeah.
I take Baltimore.
Okay, so did I. That means we'll both lose. Hey, a wild weekend in college football, huh?
A good weekend in college football. Lots Alabama lost. Alabama got smacked. Maybe Alabama should play Mercer University more often.
That game was interesting. Of course, the Clemson and Auburn games were interesting.
Auburn played Alabama.
Yeah, and how about that Florida team that's now 11-0, University of Central Florida.
Yeah, they're skanks. They don't play anybody any good. They play in Sun Belt Conference or some.
No, they play in the American Conference. Well,
yeah, that's a good one. That's right up there with the SEC and the ACC.
But it was still a fun game to watch.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't mean anything.
No.
Watching, high school football's fun games, too.
There were lots
but as far as the championship, it has no ramifications on anything.
AP has come out with their rankings. Of course, the football rankings for what the college football rankings come out tomorrow. But AP has Clemson first, Oklahoma second, Wisconsin third, and Auburn fourth.
I want to see how they're going to screw this and get Alabama back in.
I know. You're right.
Because Alabama doesn't deserve to be anywhere.
No.
They don't deserve. If they get in somehow without playing, there should be an investigation into this because all these other teams are playing. Oklahoma's playing, and I could see them falling by the wayside. But all of these teams that are in the top four that are playing teams that are ranked pretty high as well. They should only flip with the teams that they beat. There's no way Alabama should make this. But somehow they'll get in there. Alabama's becoming the Yankees of college football. Because if you don't remember, Alabama played Mercer College last week, and I was criticizing that on their schedule, and then they came in against Auburn and looked absolutely awful. There was one series of plays where they looked inept. Maybe they should, like I said, maybe they should play Mercer College more often, and the coach is lobbying how they should be able to be into the playoff series. Well, then I guess that last season game had absolutely no meaning for you. It didn't mean anything. Well, I don't see it that way. There's no way that Alabama should be able to get into this college playoff.
Yeah, I think you're right. They're just not. Even though they only have one loss,
matter. So does Georgia. So does Alabama. So does Auburn. And those two teams are still playing. So does a whole bunch of other teams that are still playing only have one loss. But they're still playing. They're involved in their playoff. Alabama didn't even make it to the playoff. They shouldn't be considered.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
But watch. Somehow they'll be in it.
All right. Where else do you want to go now in sports?
Back to the NFL.
All right.
I went to eat something last night, as I often do, and they had football on in front of me. And I, when I came home from the afternoon, I watched the end of the Jet game. The NFL is unwatchable. It's totally unwatchable. There was a touchdown taken away from the Jets again. The NFL screwed the Jets again. Even the knowers of all on TV and the people they have tied to the NFL all said prior to the result that the Jets' catch was a touchdown. And the referee comes out and says, no, it wasn't. Not a touchdown. The Jets lose. It insults people's intelligence watching this game. The pass interference calls on the field are just a joke. You can't breathe on a receiver without a flag coming out of the referee's pocket. It's a total joke to watch this game. The referees affect the game more than the bad playing of the players. To me, between the bad playing of the players and the atrocities that the referees are saying are football calls, it's an unwatchable product. Totally unwatchable.
Yeah, I had the red zone on, and the refereeing is very inconsistent.
Totally unwatchable. I mean, when you got a, I was watching, I think it was the Raider game. The guy was running down the sidelines with a defender in front of him and ran into the defender and then cut, and they called pass interference on the defender. There was another pass interference on the Raider game where the receiver was being tackled already, was hit, and then hit again by another guy in the Raiders. And this was after the first hit, after he caught the ball and then dropped it. They called pass interference on a second hit. After the guy, how is there pass interference after the ball is touched? It's mind-boggling. It's worse than the WWE right now.
Well, it was the WWE at the beginning of the Bronco game with Oakland.
Well, that's the same game. I mean,
yeah. Did you see
that game was totally? That receiver on the Raiders should be thrown out of the sport.
Yeah, it was unbelievable what happened. I mean, it took it to the nth level. I mean, it was a real disgrace.
And I don't know about the NFL, but I know in baseball when you get thrown out of a game, you have to leave the building.
Yeah.
TV had the guy sitting up in the press box watching the football game. This is a joke. The NFL is an absolute joke. If anybody watches it, you need to have your intelligence questioned because it's just a total garbage. It's awful.
All right, we have 1 minute left. What else? Anything else?
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk here. I went out to eat again Saturday night, and I was watching the Devil game, and next to me was the Knick game was on, and I just glanced up to look at the Knick game. The score was 21-3. The Knicks were winning against Houston. The Knicks lost by 20.
Yeah.
How do you get a 21-3 lead and lose by 20?
I don't know.
Oof. The Knicks have been playing well. I'm not crashing on the Knicks. But, man, when you're winning 21-3, how do you lose by 20?
Go to sleep, yeah.
Holy smoke. That's pretty terrible.
It is.